I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spence reporting after the 2017 MotoGP Italian Grand Prix at Mugello. The Mugello circuit is one of my favorites. You dream as a kid to one day win Grand Prix in Italy. One, of course, at Monza, as I mentioned before, but also at Mugello. It is in the Tuscany part of Italy, and the amphitheater that is created there, with especially on the first part of the track with the fans, is just amazing. And it's a very challenging circuit for the riders in their machines. One, it's a lot of direction change, many different speeds of direction change, the way the corners fit together, and then the heat that is there. I can remember when I won my first Grand Prix in Italy. It was in 1982. It was called the San Marino Grand Prix. It was the second Grand Prix in Italy in the season. And it was so hot that the defending or the world champion that year was Franco Ancini. He wasn't even able to finish the race. He came into the pits a little past halfway with heat, kind of heat prostration. It was so hot, and many riders had difficulty finishing. But it's always like that there, and that is part of the challenge. Certainly a challenge for the tire manufacturer, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Qualifying was definitely interesting. One, with the uncertainty of Valentino Rossi. We all know his motocross crash that he had. He was very fortunate and very happy that Valentino wasn't hurt any worse. He spent the night in the hospital and with that crash. And you could tell by the way the uncertainty of the news coming out of there that he was maybe hurt a little more than they anticipated. Luckily, no bones broke, but he obviously was a tremendous impact on his chest, and it caused some concern. But he was there, and in practice, you could see he was a little bit tentative in his movements. But in qualifying, he was right there. But in qualifying one, Johann Zarco waited till the last minute. And there's reasons why. He runs the soft compound front and rear, and you're only allocated a certain amount for the weekend, and he wanted to save it, save his allotment. So he waited till, with only a few minutes to go in the session in Q1, to go out, and he ran a quick time to get into qualifying two, which was, you could see that was his main goal. Because even in qualifying two, he didn't even run the same speed that he ran in qualifying one, which was interesting. But I think as much as anything, was saving his soft tire allotment. But in that qualifying two, as I mentioned, Valentino Rossi, what a incredible pace. And there's nothing like the excitement of the Italian fans for their Italian hero. And you could hear it. I was watching it on the screen. I was actually in America, and I was watching it. And it was just amazing, the excitement, and it just builds up. But at the very end, Maverick Viñales put in that quick lap, and he's the championship leader, and he's showing why. Is that even under that pressure in that Italian Grand Prix and listening to the crowd, because he was in the pits when Valentino did that, he went out and calmly and put in that lap to get pole position. Now on to the race. As I mentioned, it was always going to be a challenge for the weekend, and this weekend was the first time they had the harder option front tire, that harder construction tire for the riders to choose. And most everyone except the Honda riders, the Honda riders chose the medium compound, multi-compound tire, harder on the right, softer on the rear, on the left side. But everyone else chose soft and mediums and the hard. But it seems like the Honda riders, the ones that seem to have the struggle with that. And Cal Crutchlow talked about that afterwards, you know, after what happened in the race on that last lap with him and Danny Pedrosa. And Danny crashed, lost the front, crashed, and Cal was very upset, obviously, being the last lap of the race. And Danny didn't do it on purpose, of course, but he was certainly upset about it. And he talked about afterwards that he said, why did Honda, this was the headline, why does Honda riders even show up? because of the struggles with the tires, and maybe that weekend Michelin brought something specifically that would help the Ducatis, being there was Ducati's home track. It's not so much the case, but it certainly understands his frustration. And there's other issues, though. It's just not the tires that the Honda riders are dealing with. They're dealing with the machine that is difficult to ride, and they have to ride it very aggressively. And that's going to come through on a hot track like that, a very demanding circuit. Other issues is going to pop up, and one of them is obviously the tire situation. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from now on. Michelin, you know, is bringing different tires, different compound tires, not so much construction, but certainly different compound tires every weekend for different circuits. And some weekends, unfortunately, it's going to benefit one machine maybe better than the other. And that happens. It happened back in Monday the same way. Now, on to the race. What an exciting race it was, with Valentino Rossi and Maverick Vinales getting a great start and up front. And it looked like that Valentino was going to be there all the way to the end. But with that injury and injuries from that motocross accident, it's understandable, you know, what happened. And he talked about after it. He faded late in the race. And he did what he needed to do, which was finish in the top three and move on to the next race. Maverick Vinales was doing what he needed to do. It looked like that he had the race pretty much under control, because we always know the Ducati, as Lorenzo showed, he got a good start and faded as the race went on. But you always suspect that maybe as the tires go away, the characteristics, the weaknesses of the Ducati would show themselves, and they would maybe fade a little bit. But it wasn't the case yesterday. That was obviously a great race by Dovi in front of the Italian crowd. Ducati's basically home track that they test on all the time. Pirro tests there all the time. You could see that by his great performance over the weekend. And so you can't take anything away from him. And it was certainly a great performance. And I don't know about you, but you see that contrast between Lorenzo's performance and Dovi's. We know that Lorenzo is struggling to get used to the machine, but you know, you could almost see it as soon as Rossi made that repass on him, aggressive repass, and you could see Lorenzo just kind of started to fade back. Who knows why, but he's certainly going to have to get used to it pretty quickly here if he wants to salvage the season and maybe, you know, compete more than for just a podium, but a race win. But Dovi, what a great performance. So I'm very happy for him, and I look forward to the next race. Hope to see you then.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.